This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Here we are at the end of summer, and it's hard to believe it's already back to school time again. Like many of you, I've been enjoying first day pictures of kids grinning from ear to ear, ready to head off to school, meet their new teachers, and see their classmates. I can't wait to hear all about what they're doing to learn this fall, and I know that so much of what they learn in these early days will help shape them as they grow up. This time of year makes me especially proud of the work the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture is doing to help make sure ag education plays a part in every classroom. Our foundation team has done an outstanding job of finding accurate books about farming and ranching and getting teachers resources to help students understand where their food comes from. But every year it's clear how many more of these types of books we need. Rural and urban kids alike need to know what goes into growing the food they eat, the clothes they wear, and so many other products they enjoy. Younger generations also need to be introduced to the wide variety of ag careers available to them, if we're going to keep agriculture moving forward in our country. We're excited about the launch of Feeding Minds Press. At the start of the new year, the Foundation's new book publishing company will release its first hardcover title right this very minute, a picture book about what's happening on the farm throughout the day. I can't wait to get copies for some kids I know and for them to share with their friends about what it takes to grow the food we eat. The good news is you don't have to wait until January to see what Feeding Minds Press is up to. The company is off to a busy start, publishing a series of printable booklets available for classrooms and made possible thanks to support from Corteva Agriscience. This new series of My American Farm books does a great job of teaching school kids more about agriculture and a variety of ag-related careers, from dairy farmer to plant scientist to ag journalist. The titles are The Vibrant Variety, The Artistic Arrangement, and The Cow Conundrum. Each book introduces students to ag terms and shows them different types of agriculture and related careers. For example, in The Cow Conundrum, students learn about the technology a dairy farmer uses, as well as how veterinarians help farmers keep their animals healthy. Students can keep on learning after they finish the books, as there's a special code at the end directing them to more ag career resources at My American Farm's Little Ag Me game. Thanks to the hard work of the Foundation and Feeding Minds Press, maybe we can avoid having a generation who thinks chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Instead, we can have kids who are eager to learn about farming and do their part to help feed a growing world. Work on agricultural labor is on lawmakers' agenda after the Labor Day holiday. The Ag and Legal Workforce Act of 2018 would replace the H-2A program with a new H-2C program. Paul Schlegel, Managing Director of Public Policy for AFBF, said in a recent interview. According to Schlegel, the advantages of the new program are it's open to all of agriculture, it is less bureaucratic for farmers, it reduces the unnecessary recruitment obligation, moves enforcement to USDA, takes it out of the Department of Labor, and other major aspect of the bill would be mandate the e-verify system nationwide. According to USDA's Economic Research Service, per capita consumption of fluid milk was a record low 18 gallons per person in 2016, and it's expected to remain low, with fluid milk sales in June 2018 down 4% from prior year levels and down 2% year to date. At the same time, household scanner data from Information Resources Incorporated suggests that sales of plant and nut-based beverages will reach a record high in 2018. A recent analysis by USDA using IRI data revealed that the market share of plant-based milk analogs, for example, imitation milk made from almonds, coconut, or soy, rose from 5.7% in 2013 to 7.6% in 2015. USDA, however, has not recently updated the market share information of these plant and nut-based beverages. To provide insight on sales trends for these products since 2015, IRI scanner data from 2015 to July 2018 was used to estimate market shares of dairy and plant nut-based beverages, review regional trends in plant and nut-based beverage consumption, and estimate the prices of the competing products. USDA's August 27th crop progress report reveals 68% of the U.S. corn crop is in good to excellent condition, unchanged from last week. Analysts expected the conditions to stagnate this time of year as crops are maturing. The percent of crops in good to excellent condition is up slightly over the five-year average of 67 and up 6 percentage points over the prior year. Crops in poor to very poor condition have also remained unchanged from last week's 12%. As the world's top corn producer, which equates to 29% of the world's corn production, the U.S. charges a 0% tariff to all free trade agreement partners in the World Trade Organization. In 2017, the U.S. exported $9.1 billion in direct corn exports and imported $274 million in corn, creating a net trade balance on corn of $8.8 billion. Like tariffs on wheat, China utilizes tariff rate quotas for corn. China charges a 1% tariff on a limited quantity of corn coming into the country. Then, after the quota is met, all other corn imports are charged a 65% tariff. However, with the retaliatory tariffs in place right now, the U.S. is charged 26% for corn imports that are in quota and 90% for corn imports that are out of quota. Mexico is the largest customer of U.S. corn, purchasing $2.7 billion in 2017. Like wheat and soy exports, due to the North American Free Trade Agreement, the U.S. is charged a 0% tariff on corn into Mexico. Our competitors are subject to a 4% tariff. Berries are always a yummy, healthy snack, but what exactly is a berry? When you think of berries, you probably think of small, squishy fruit that can be picked off bushes or vines. However, scientifically speaking, a berry is a fruit that forms from the ovary of a single flower with a seed or multiple seeds inside of the fruit. Surprisingly, this means that while we often refer to strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries as berries, they are actually aggregate fruits. Aggregate fruits develop from multiple ovaries of the same flower that join together. Cutting high branches is easier and faster with a sturdy, versatile tree trimming system featuring power lever technology for up to twice as much power. Visit www.granger.com/farmbureau to see the power of your Farm Bureau discount. State Farm Bureau presidents met Wednesday with President Trump and Vice President Pence to express their continuing concerns over trade and the financial difficulties tariffs and related barriers are causing farmers and ranchers. Texas President Russell Boehning, Illinois President Richard Gebert, and American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President Scott Vanderwall, who is also president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau, told the president and vice president that they need to open markets soon. President Trump's appearance was unscheduled, but the commander-in-chief said he wanted to stop by to express his appreciation for agriculture as well as his broad support for rural America. The small group of ag leaders included representatives of several agricultural organizations in addition to Farm Bureau, covering row crops, dairy and livestock, and specialty crops. Boehning, Gebert, and Vanderwall also met with Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, as well as Ambassador Greg Dowd, Chief Agricultural Negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The meeting lasted nearly an hour. In a statement, AFBF President Zippy Duvall said, "Farmers and ranchers are counting on the administration to fight for strong trade deals that expand our markets. Now more than ever, as we face the worst farm economy in 12 years. This White House has been the most ag-focused in recent memory, and we are grateful to have a seat at the table with our nation's leaders to discuss the importance of agriculture to our rural economies and the importance of trade to farmers and ranchers across the country." Farmers and ranchers in 13 western states are calling on the federal government to utilize more effective land management practices and policies. Wildfires are a risk to all forms of agriculture, and when land management fails to project against wildfires, farmers and ranchers suffer. Ryan Yates, Congressional Relations Director at AFBF, explained that federal prairies and forests need better management. Yates said a let-it-burn policy is not appropriate. Resilient forests can withstand the type of fires that occur naturally in the West, but when they are overloaded and dense and unhealthy, they'll suffer from insect and disease infestation and be subject to long-term catastrophic fire risks. And those are things that we are trying to avoid. Unless Congress further delays the health insurance tax, more than 142 million Americans will face a $20.3 billion tax hike on January 1, 2020, according to new actuarial analysis from Oliver Wyman. The HIT has increased health insurance costs by imposing a levy on the net premiums of health insurance companies, which is passed on to consumers. During 2014, $8 billion in excise taxes were levied, and $11 billion were collected in 2015 and 2016 each. The tax is on hold through 2019, but since the cost of the HIT increases each year, Americans will face an even higher HIT impact in 2020. If Congress extends HIT relief for another year, individual and small business owners would see more than $150 in savings, according to the Oliver Wyman analysis. Families purchasing coverage in the small group market would save nearly $500, while seniors enrolled in Medicare Advantage would save roughly $250. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.